Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. It's Danita on the vocals, and I'ma make the beat drop.
Blazing the World Radio, and I'm your host, Wanda Adams. My co-host is Pastor Elmer Gabriel out of Oklahoma City. You were just listening to Danita Gibbs, I've Been Redeemed. I love that song. She's one of my clients. But we're going to jump right into this thing. Pastor Gabriel, say hello to the people.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excited. Excited to see, look into my daughter's mind a little bit.
All right. Now, for y'all that don't know, Jasmine Gabriel is our very special guest. This is a great woman that's on fire for the kingdom. She's an entrepreneur, and she's an encourager. She's into empowerment. And we're going to bring her on the line in a minute. But I want you to get excited and just do some light housekeeping. If you have questions for her, you press the number one, and we'll bring you in. But I'm excited about this show as well, Pastor David. So we're going to go deep in our mind?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What did you say?
I said we're going to go deep into her mind.
Yes, I want to see what's up in there. I got
okay.
A few questions.
I know you got more than a few. We're going to bring a very special guest on the line. I believe that she's calling in from a 412 number. Am I right, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring her on in. It's not allowing me to bring her in. Hello? That's not her. Let's try again. Jeff? Pastor Gabe, we'll talk to the people for a moment.
Wanda?
Yes. Can you hear me? I think she... Bear with us, please. We're having some technical difficulties. But we'll get this... Jeff? Hello?
No, I'm a caller that's holding on.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Gabriel? Or is this Jeff?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hey, I was trying to pull you in, and I couldn't hear your voice. But welcome to Blazing the World Radio Show. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is an honor. So your father and I were just discussing that we're going to go deep into your mind. So I want you to tell the people right now, who is Jasmine Gabriel?
Jasmine Gabriel, she's a lot of things. The most proud role that I hold is being a mother to John Maxwell and Jace Johnson. They are literally my pride and joy. I'm a woman of God who unashamedly serves him. I am a serial entrepreneur. And I literally just am a person who is very serious about spreading God's love and light.
Amen. So I want to yield the floor over to your father, Pastor Elder Gabriel. So, Pastor Gabriel, you have a question for Dad, a.k.a. Jasmine Gabriel.
Well, the first one is, how does a mother of two handle her motherly daily duty, continue to serve the Lord, be an entrepreneur, and be so much to so many?
The biggest thing is priorities in balance. I'm committed to becoming the best version of myself every day. I recognize that my children are a gift, and that is what pushes me to become the best person that I'm supposed to be, because I know that I am the first sign of God that they will ever see. Also, I realize that God has used me to be an example in their lives, not just spiritually, but physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. So it's all about balance. My days and nights are very long, but when I see the fruit of my investment, it makes it all worth it.
Amen. Now, I want to jump into the second part of the woman of God, and I know you are the founder of I Am Enough. Tell us a little bit about that.
I Am Enough was literally birthed from a broken place. Of course, having a serious relationship in college, probably way earlier than I probably should have, I got my heart broken. And I think sometimes when, especially women, when our heart is broken, we automatically start to look at the flaws that we may think that we have within. And I remember I had gotten closer to God than ever before, and he just started to remind me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that whomever he has for me, that I'm enough, that I don't have to change anything. And so literally it was just birthed from a broken place, and that's what typically a lot of young women are. They're broken, and they start to question who they are because they don't, they have not tapped into the real source, and that's God. And once you start to understand who you are in Christ and who he has created you to be, the rest is history. Once I got hold of it, that was it.
And, you know, that's a good place, because I think not just young women but older women as well, Jasmine, you know, we get broken. You know, we experience some pain, but when you don't know the Lord, then you look in all the wrong places for all the wrong things.
Absolutely.
And when Christ is in your life, you know what to look for. And in fact, you know, women, when you're in a relationship, we shouldn't be looking for no man. A man should find us. That's what the word says. He finds us, and
amen,
we recognize him. And once we get that into our spirit, we will understand it. You know, we can be alone, but not lonely.
Amen.
And there's a big difference. Now, I know that you have written a journal called I Am Enough, and I know that you have sold a lot of copies. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was in college, that's when I began to journal. The deeper my relationship got with God, I started to journal, write down my thoughts, my prayers. I started to dream, and God started to just put visions like in my heart of my life and what I wanted it to look like. And so as I started to journal and start understanding the power of Habakkuk about writing the vision and making it plain, I started to see God literally position me for the things that I was writing down. I didn't know how he was going to do it. I didn't know when he was going to do it, but I knew the things that God had put in my heart were real and true. And so the journal is birthed from that I used to journal like every morning. I would literally see God's face, and then I would go back and read it or go back and literally just see like him answering those prayers. I started to become specific in it, and that's how I knew doing it. And of course, you know, when God starts to answer a prayer, it feeds your soul to want more and more and more. And so that's literally where the journal was birthed from, was praying and me using the journal as a catalyst when I remember God's track record of the things. When I've seen those things, it
Jasmine, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your phone's
cut. Do you have? Yeah, the phone is cutting out, but it's okay. We're going to press on in the name of Jesus. It'll be all right. Pastor David, do you have another question for Jasmine?
Plenty. I just would like to ask Jazz, you know, I know that the love of your life, your mom, you lost her, and I experienced how that impacted your life. Could you tell us a little bit about the joy she was and how she still influences you? And secondly, I was a mess as a parent. And can you sort of talk to the people about how you felt about my messiness and my brokenness, and what allowed you to give me a chance to be a better dad?
Anybody that knows me knows that my mom was literally my best friend. You probably couldn't have met a more selfless person. She was very quiet in stature, but she was very strong internally. That's where the foundation of my faith was built. My mother remarried when I was young, but one thing my mother never did was deny me the relationship with you. A lot of things I didn't even find out about you and my mom until after she died and you told me, because she protected, she wanted to protect the image that I had of you, and she wanted me to formulate my own opinion. Her leaving, especially leaving unexpectedly, hurt very bad. And I remember questioning God and asking, why me? And he said, why not you? A faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. I remember the day that he changed my perspective. I was dating someone who had little children, and his children were really little, and their mother had died unexpectedly, and they were maybe like 4 months and maybe three or four at that time, and he was left to raise them alone. And I remember walking into his house and seeing the kids, and God literally, it's like I heard him say, at least I did give you 29 years. And so that changed my perspective of how I viewed her death. I started to realize that some people don't even get that. At least I will be able to remember my mom. I will, not just by what people say, but what I was allowed to experience. And me seeing them, realizing that they would never get that, humbled me in such a way that I never doubted why God allowed me to experience that anymore. And so when my mother died, me and my dad already was restoring our relationship, but we got even closer. I just said that I only give one chance at it, and I'm going to love him like he never did anything wrong. And I think the rest is history from that.
Wow.
That's an awesome testimony, Jazz, because that last part, that part right there where you said, I'm going to love him like he's never been loved before. Most people don't get to feel or experience that type of love, and that's the only love, that type of love is what only God can place that in you. And this is what everybody needs to hear, that, you know, they are enough. And if you yield to the Holy Spirit, he will lead and guide you into all truth and understanding. So in saying that, your testimony has made you the woman of God that you are today. And we can tell, what was the first time you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
What age was I?
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in church. I was in church my whole life, but I remember I got serious about God probably my ninth grade year. I always was just different, and I never wanted to do a lot of things that a lot of kids my age did. I always remember I was just different. But I got really serious high school, but I think I really got saved baptized when I was probably in the eighth or ninth grade.
Okay.
But it's better. What I've learned, though, going through life is it's better to know God before the storm. It's really hard to develop a relationship in one. So I'm so grateful that if my mother didn't teach me anything else, she did show me God.
Well, we're going to take a ministry and music break. We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back. Jasmine, are you ready for some questions?
Yes.
Okay. Right after music break, because this is a management Business Blazing the World Radio, and we want to know more about ministry and music. So we're going to take a music break, and we're going to come right back at you and take some questions.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my God. I love my God, he keeps them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rockin' with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you ride with me. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all that hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson, there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it out. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
Back to Blazing the World Radio. We are ministry and music. You were just listening to My God by Jordan. I love that song. And we're going to take some questions. I see a couple of people. You know, if you have a question for Jasmine, just press the number one and I'll pull you in. I ask that you state your name and then ask your question. So we have a caller from 405-424. State your name and ask your question.
Yes, this is Annette, and I am so much enjoying Jasmine and the co-host tonight. I want to ask Jazz, when you speak to a people who have heard the phrase, either in church or wherever they heard it, I'm enough, but have never really believed it, two things. What do you say that has resonated and spoke truth to power when you're speaking? And what was the moment, if you can recall, that that statement spoke truth to power in your life?
Well, it spoke truth to power in my life. The power grows stronger the closer you get to God. That's when it really spoke volumes. The closer and closer and closer you get to Him, the more and more and more you become like Him, and then you start to believe Him at His word. I remember Romans 3:19, and what I used to do in the Bible is I used to personalize scriptures to my name. I would put, like, for instance, in Numbers, I would put Jasmine, God is not a man that he would lie. He is not a human being. His decisions will not change. And so I realized that when he formulated me, he didn't change his mind about me. There's nothing that I could do that could make God love me less or more, that God is a solid person. And the power began to change the closer and closer and closer I got to him, the more strength I gained on the inside, that really I am enough, and really what God has for me is for me, and I am more than a conqueror. Because if you start to say it enough, you'll start to believe it.
Yes, yes. That's absolutely beautiful. I love you dearly, and God bless you and your beautiful family.
Thank you.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, you're most welcome. This is what we do. Jasmine, I want you to tell us about now your journal, I Am Enough. How many copies have you sold?
I honestly have not kept up with the numbers. I don't look at them much through Amazon. I do know I continue to get a royalty check, so somebody is buying them.
But
the amazing thing about creating the journal, I was able to create it from a pure place. It was not, I didn't create it out of lack. I created it out of want, because I had a desire to sow seeds into other people to help them start their journey of journaling and gaining confidence in their faith in God and his ability to bless them. One thing I do know about God is he's never accidentally blessed anyone.
That is true. Pastor Gabriel, do you have a question for Jazz?
I do. I know, because I had the privilege of marrying, of really being there when you got married, and taking pictures and doing all that. And I know that from your heart, when you got married, you was in it for the long haul, and that you never envisioned things going the way they went. So a couple questions. When did you know that enough was enough? And then two, how do you trust your heart? Are you able, or will you be able to trust your heart to someone else? Do you look forward to getting married again?
I absolutely look forward to getting married again. I knew that enough was enough when I had peace with who I was, what I did, with no questions and no doubts. I realized that the cost of his love was more expensive than I could afford. And it doesn't make him a bad person, but you do give people options, and he had a choice to make. Just because he made the choice and he didn't choose us doesn't mean that I have to suffer from his choice. I realize that God is a God of love. He's a God of patience. He's a love of peace, long-suffering, things like that. And so when you're connected to something and it doesn't bear the fruit of God, it's a clear sign that it is not of God.
I'm I'm taking notes.
I had to choose my character over my comfort. And when I had children, I recognized that God, I'm going to show him his love the right way. And I would not allow them to suffer because of my uncomfortability and lack of faith to not move on. I do realize that God is a promise keeper. And I'm just grateful that I have a heart and a trust in him and that I know he'll give me another chance.
Well, God is a God of many chances. And, you know, I always say, Jazz, just because someone didn't know how to love me is not my fault.
Yeah.
When you love the way Christ has caused you to love, if someone, you know, and it doesn't even have to be in intimate, you know, a marriage. It's just that when people don't understand that, that's on them, not on you.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I thank God for who he is. You know, when we commit ourselves to him, like I said earlier, all the women that are listening, you know, God, he is very precise in his word. We don't have to be out looking for a man. The man is supposed to find us. The Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. It doesn't say she, but you will recognize that person if you're rooted and grounded in the word. And I know that you love the Lord. You are committed. You are sold out. So what do you see the next step that God is placing in your life right now?
Right now, I just know that in every waiting season, it's not a time to be stagnant. It's a time to be working. I continue to commit to bettering myself as an individual because to whom much is given, much is required. You don't get the much without the much is required. And so when I was able to let go of what I had in mind and the thoughts that I had for my life and the way I and was reminded that God knows the plans that he has for me. I don't have to figure it out. All I got to continue to do is serve him, seek him, and continue to align myself with what he puts in my heart and spirit to do. And he will honor it and he'll bless it. I think the true test of character with a person is not how you treat people who are nice. I think it's how you treat people who have misused you or mistreated you. And I believe that when you become that strong in your faith, that God honors it and that's where the favor of God really lies. So right now I'm just committed to being an amazing mom, amazing child of God, an amazing entrepreneur, businesswoman, and we'll just see what God has in store. The amazing thing is I know that it's good, and I don't have to figure it out. He'll reveal it to me exactly when the time is right for it to happen.
Amen. Now tell us a little bit about your businesses.
Well, I got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No. I own a cleaning business. I've had that for 16 years. God has blessed me to have some real estate. I had my arm in a brand with my graduate speaking engagements. And then here recently, God literally just threw an opportunity at me to open up a nutrition shop, which is doing amazingly well. And I want to encourage people to just wait on God's timing because God will bless it when you're just patient. I can honestly say everything that God has guided me to, he has literally held it up and just blessed it in such an abundant way. So that's what I'm doing now. I always say nothing else, but he keeps sending stuff. So we'll just see.
Okay. Now, Pastor Gabriel, do you have another question for Jasmine?
Yes. Talking about your business and your wealth and your health, so many people think that when when pastors preach and teach about tithing, it's all about the building the church in their pockets. Can you sort of elaborate on how what being a faithful tither, what role you think that plays in your financial and physical success?
It plays, it's the foundation of it all. God blesses whom he can trust. And so I start with a little bit. And what people don't understand is they think that tithing is really about money. Tithing is really just about showing God that he's priority in your life. And so I always give above and beyond the tithes, and somehow the math never adds up. I give him 10, but God definitely restores it back with a multiplication system that it doesn't even make sense to me either. So tithing is not about money. It's really about heart and showing God that he's the top priority in your life and in your endeavors. And the more that he can trust witness to say, the more that he will bless you. And who cares what the pastor does with the money? It ain't about the pastor. It's about who you are and where you are with God.
Because God will take care of the
pastor. And I'm sorry. I'm getting this in while I got on spot. here's my last question. I've watched you with your children, and why do you think it's so important to teach them how to pray and working on them having faith at such young ages?
I don't even want to think about it, but I know that it's real and true that when I'm gone, the only thing that they can count on is not people, it's not each other, it's not their, it's no one. The only constant that will remain in their lives that will never change. And I realize that the earlier they get it, the better off they'll be. And so I realize that right now at this age, it's my responsibility to show them that God is living true. And I pray that at the older they get, that the roots of God become stronger and stronger and stronger, that when the winds and waves of life happen, because they will happen, that they know that even when nothing else is standing, will never move. And so that's why, because I know that with all the heartache that has happened with me, that's the only thing that has kept me standing. So I know that it's real and true and that it does work.
Wow.
And so, Pastor Gabriel, are you very proud of your daughter?
Extremely. Extremely.
Now you put her on the spot. Jazz, let's put him on the spot.
I'm extremely proud of her in all phases. The woman of God she is, the mother she is, the wife she was, because when you, all you can give is all you got. And the thing about what I saw about Jazz is she gave her everything. And you know, that really, that we, you know, you can give folk chance after chance after chance, and I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen. And so I'm really amazed seeing how she is responding and keeping her joy through this process. So she teaches me a lot.
Well, that's good. You know, I met Jasmine through you, and we have developed a really good relationship, and I do think that she's an awesome woman of God, and I'm excited for her, and I can't wait to see the next chapter that God writes in her life.
I'm looking for it too, but I just want to encourage anyone that even in the disappointments of life, don't lose your hope. Because really that's all the enemy wants you to do. If he can cause you to doubt, he can cause you to lose your hope, and if you lose your hope, you lose your faith.
That's so true.
To be sad is to be without hope, and I still have hope. God has not failed me yet.
And he won't. Oh, Wanda. Listen, Jazz, I see so many aggressive women. And, you know, Wanda, you said that the Bible says you did find it. So what advice would you have, Jazz, as you're going through the process yourself? Can you encourage women that don't believe it's going to happen and trying to make it happen themselves? Can you sort of encourage them to just wait and trust God in some kind of way?
And while you're waiting, be working, because any man that is a blessing is not the one that is full of burden. So I encourage you to be possible. And what I mean by that is work on your internal joy, peace, your faith with God. Handle your business. work hard. Pay off your debt. Save. Become light as possible, because, again, any man that's a true blessing is not looking for a woman that's heavy and burdened. And if we just continue to focus on ourselves, we realize that there is still enough work to do.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
at the right time, God said that he'll make it happen. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be prepared for the place.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to play our ministry moment with Pastor Wayne Marshall out of Kansas City, Missouri. So check this out.
I'm Pastor Wayne R. Marshall with the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri, and this is a Marshall moment. Change is inevitable. It is certain to happen. It is unavoidable. It is for sure. The young will become the old. What is done in the dark will certainly come to the light. Though change is inevitable, it is good for us to invoke some changes ourselves. It is said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you get. We realize Mother Nature and Father Time will force changes that we can't do anything about. But it is good for us to utilize our power and choose to make changes we know we need to make. In the Gospel of St. Mark, 7th chapter, verses 21 through 23, it is said, and he, being Jesus, says this, that which comes out of a man defiles the man, for from within, out of the heart or the mind of men, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. If we are going to invoke our own change, a person must first change their heart, being their mind. And then they will change their life. If we keep living, there is nothing we can do about getting old, but we sure can direct how we get old. This is a Marshall Moment with Pastor Wayne R. Marshall, pastor of the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri, simply saying, may God bless you and yours.
That was our ministry moment. You're back with Blazing the World Radio with your girl, Wanda Adams, and my co-host, Pastor Elmer Gabriel, and our very special guest, Jasmine Gabriel. Did you enjoy that ministry moment, Jazz?
Yes, that was awesome. I've enjoyed this show.
And we have enjoyed you. We're winding down to the last 15 minutes of the show. If you have a question for Jazz, press 1 and raise your hand, and we'll pull you in and ask you to state your name. Because she has so much to pour in, not just with the young, but with the old. You're never old to learn. So, Pastor Gabriel, do you have another question?
Yes, yes, I surely do. I know I'm going to get it. But last one. What advice, Jazz, do you have for both women and men? How do we work not to bring the old me into the new you? When I meet someone, how do I not bring my hurts and my pain and distresses? How do I not put on someone else that's totally innocent my pain in the past?
I think it's just understanding God's processes, understanding that God will never take anything from you without an expectation of giving you something better. He only removes to replace. So you have to understand that everything that you lose isn't a loss.
Tell me, girl.
So finally, what do you tell the woman or the man that's hanging on to a marriage because they have fear, one, they don't want to start over, and they have fear that they can't make it without certain resources? What do you tell them?
You got to just trust God, and you have to understand that even if you don't have the entire plan figured out, because none of us do, that God honors faith. In every step of faith that you take to show him that you want to trust him more and more and more, God will honor it and meet you there. He will meet you there, and he will also meet you with the unlimited resources that he has that you will need in that time and season of your life. God is not a God of lack. He is a God of abundance. You and I never had the relationship that we have nowadays, but no one could have ever told me that you would be the father that you are now or the grandfather that you are now. But I'm so happy that I forgave you, because look at all the benefits and blessings that me and my children get to get because of taking that step of faith and trusting God that he can make all things new again.
Wow. I got a little weak. I got to go, Wanda.
Well, you started it. And you know she has wisdom. She has great discernment. And so I know that a lot of people on the line, my queue is full. I can't believe y'all don't have more questions for her. But when you understand the processing part, and when you listen to Jasmine, she's able to explain that very thorough. And so, Jazz, we have about 10 minutes. If anybody wants to reach out to you, or they want to get your journal, or they just may want to talk to you, tell them how they can reach you.
You can get the journal through Amazon.com if you just type in I Am Enough by Jasmine Gabriel. You can also send direct emails through our I Am Enough page at IamEnoughCo@yahoo.com, or contact us on any of our social media handles, and we will get back with you directly as soon as we possibly can.
And give them your social media handle.
If you go through Instagram, it is I Am Enough Co. If you go through Facebook, it is I Am Enough Co, and it is IamEnough.co on TikTok.
Okay. Now, we're going to open up the floor for you to minister and say whatever it is from your heart that you want to say to our listening audience.
That the fruit of a person's life will always speak for itself. That you don't have to walk around and prove who you are to people as long as you continue to remember who you are in God. Don't give up even when things are getting hard, because anyone knows that if you've ever been pregnant with a baby, you get the most uncomfortable when it's almost time to push. And so I just want to encourage you to be intentional about your successes in life, and that's not just financially, but that's spiritually, that's emotionally, and physically. Also, leave with no delay doesn't mean that it's denied. Thank God that he loves you enough to continue to make you prepare for the blessing, because there's no greater burden than having a blessing that you don't have the care to sustain. And not now does not mean not ever. And because you're still here, it's a sign that God is not done with your story.
Amen. Now, Jazz, we have another question for you. This is a caller from 405-723. State your name and ask your question.
Yes, good evening. Hello, Miss Wanda.
Hey.
This is your sister and friend. This is Mr. Pastor Aquila Butler in Oklahoma City. So good evening to you, to Pastor Gabriel, and to Jasmine Gabriel. I've really been enjoying the show as usual. And I had a question for Jasmine.
Go ahead. This is my sister.
Yes, Miss Jasmine. I've been so excited to just listening to you. Hello. Looking forward to actually meeting you in person and your father as well. Miss Wanda has been singing both of your praises. So glory to God. But as you were talking about your journal, I was just curious, and I'm sure there's some other people perhaps in the queue that would be interested to know, did you self-publish the journal, or even if you didn't, what was your publishing process like?
No, I didn't self-publish the journal. It was actually published by a good friend by the name of Carrie Oller, who is here in Oklahoma. She's a friend of mine that I met through a speaking engagement. We both were speaking, and we just kind of stayed connected. The journey of creating it was really easy. I had been jotting down notes for forever, for years, and so I was able to go back into my past journals and just look at the things that I didn't have in there that I want, that I would have wanted. And Carrie allowed me to be my authentic self, and so I was able to submit all of my thoughts to her, and they created it to be just the way I wanted it to be. So,
well, that is awesome that you said it was a very easy process, because sometimes when you ask people that, you know, they say, oh, you know, it took me so long, and they lost sleep, they lost hair, or, you know, or whatever the case may be.
Oh, so no, really it was actually so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable, and I was not rushed at all. She allowed me to make corrections and tweaks if there are things that I didn't like or wasn't true to who I was as a person. So I actually enjoyed the process, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
And I guess if you don't mind, I'll do a part two to that question. Will there be an I Am Enough part two in some capacity?
There absolutely will be.
Okay.
Well, Minister Butler, we thank you so much for your questions. You always are a blessing. And we thank you for being who you are in Christ Jesus.
Well, praise God, and thank you. I've truly enjoyed this show, and God bless you, Miss Gabriel, and I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing and witnessing more great things from you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. God bless you all.
Thank you. The same to you, my sister. Well, I hope that our listeners have enjoyed this show. I mean, you know, it was very powerful, and I hope you took note. And Jazz is giving you her information to contact her. Pastor Gable, do you have any closing comments?
Final thing. Like I say, I learned a lot from Jazz. And Jazz has a statement that people will either be assets for God or liabilities. In closing, Jazz, can you just say something about why you say that?
Well, I just always know you can only be one of the other. You can only be an asset or a liability. And so you know, Daddy, that I'm always intentional in spreading God's love and light, and I believe that's what we're all called to do. I believe that if you just become committed to become selfless, God will give anything to you that he can get through you. And so giving is more than money. It's giving of yourself. And so if you would just focus on what you can become to people, allowing who you are in Christ to be seeds unto them, God will continue to supply everything that you possibly need in abundance. And so that's the way that I live, and I pray that with whomever that I meet, that their life is made better because they didn't meet me.
Wow.
Well, we're getting ready to close out the show. I pray that this show has been a blessing to you because it has been a blessing to me. Jess, I thank you so much for joining us and for sharing what God has placed in your heart. And we're going to have you back.
I would love to be back.
And so as we close, next week, our guest will be television and radio personality Paulette Wright out of Houston, Texas. The week after that, we'll have Dorothy Norwood, the world's greatest storyteller. So stay tuned. Share that your friends know that we are blazing the world and we set the world on fire. And we're going to close. God bless you all and tune in next week. And we're going to close out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know I'll do anything for you. We're going to close out with some music, Moving On by Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music.
Hey, how are you? I'm closing chapters. I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, from faith to faith. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. I am forgetting what's behind me. I am finally decided I'll be moving on. Forgive yourself.